I so move.
All right, it's been moved by Bishop Thomas. Do I hear a second?
Second.
A second.
All right, and seconded by Mrs. Murphy and Mrs. Holmes that we come out of executive session at 6:40 p.m. on November 18th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, we are back on the record. So we discussed an issue in executive session and I'll now entertain a motion to vote on the settlement issue that we discussed.
I'll move to make a vote on the settlement discussion that was discussed in executive session.
It's been moved by Mrs. Holmes right here, and seconded by Dr. Fletcher that we vote on the settlement agreement that was discussed in executive session on November 18th, 2021. I'll ask for those in favor of the agreement, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. So I recognize Dr. Fletcher, Bishop Thomas, and Ms. Comegys as saying aye. Any abstentions?
One abstention.
All right. Ms. Holmes abstains. And Mrs. Murphy, I'm sorry I didn't get your vote.
Aye.
Okay. So the motion carries. Noted for the record with Ms. Holmes as the abstaining vote. We will now move on to vote on, excuse me, is that SA-2102, Dr. Marinucci? Was that what we just voted on?
That is what we just voted
on. Okay, thank you. Thank you for the clarification. Now hear a report from Dr. Marinucci.
Okay, so we are moving right along. We have lots of exciting things happening at the Academy. The new building is now framed. It has the trusses on and it has the plywood. The shingles are coming on by tomorrow. Actually, they're getting put on tomorrow. So there's lots of exciting things happening when you look out back of the building. In addition, there's the new playground set being put in place. Both in the courtyard as well as out back of the school. So the students are definitely excited at watching everything. As we've had decisions to make on the new building, such as picking the flooring and things like that, we're actually taking the samples into the sixth and seventh grade classrooms and having the students select what they like best. So that's kind of exciting to have them involved in the process. Academically, Mr. Hudson just had a PLC meeting with our teachers, and we were able to have some really strong academic conversation about growth and about assessments and about how we're measuring where our students are. So we're definitely pushing on those types of conversations while also recognizing that we're still in a pandemic. And we need to take care of all of ourselves, students, parents, and our staff. The enrollment period for school choice opened. We are many students ahead of where we've been historically in applications. So it's exciting to watch that happen. And lastly, the final comments and questions were due to us this week. And there were none received regarding our charter renewal. So the next step in that process is the final meeting that is from 1 to 4 on November 23rd. And then there's the final report delivered to us on the 29th. The final public hearing may or may not happen. They said it was going to depend. That is on December 6th and December 8th, public comment closes. And lastly, on December 16th, the secretary's decision and the state board meeting are held. So we are well underway with the charter renewal process. And I will tell you, a weight is lifted on many of us at this moment, as we know we're in the last stretch of that process. That is my report.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Marinucci. I will just echo, if you guys have been following the meetings with Department of Education, they have been very positive. I think it's always good when they have few questions, and we have gotten lots of accolades. So I envision that we have a bright future ahead. I'll now move on to Ms. Komagy's and the teacher's report.
I like sitting in your chair. Hi, guys. We had our Haitian celebration on November 10th, and it was really good. It was a chorus concert, and they had like all kinds of food and different things. It was really neat. The music program is having their band concert on December 15th. If you guys want to come out, it's at 4:30 to 5:30. And morale is good. We're hanging in there, doing the best we can.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Komagy's. All right, Ms. Murphy will now move on to the parent teacher organization report.
Good evening, everybody. As some know, a lot know, I think everyone knows at school, the Joe Corby's fundraiser is finally over. It was quite a fiasco, being as though we got shorted a lot of items from them. However, they did send us that and then some. So everything that we were shorted, we got. Everybody's gotten their orders. What we plan on doing, because Joe Corby's has actually told us they do not want any extra product back. So we are basically just going to give that out and let anybody that wants it take it. So I'll be in the school tomorrow to lay that out and let them just have at it as a complimentary gift, I suppose. As far as December is concerned, we are planning a spirit week the week before winter break. It's going to be holiday themed. And we are also planning on having Santa come on that last day before break starts. Plus, we're running an ugly sweater contest, and this is for teachers and students. The holiday bazaar, unfortunately, we didn't get quite the turnout we wanted from Joe Corby's in a way of funds, but it's actually allowed us to, instead of do the holiday bazaar for this year, to plan for next year. So it's just getting kicked back a bit, which is slightly disappointing, but we're kind of rolling with the punches. And with all the construction going on at school, it just seems like it may not be the best idea. So we're going to move it to for the next holiday season. Otherwise, PTO's doing well, doing strong. We're going strong. The kids' gifts from the Joe Corby's fundraiser will be coming out this week. Next week. So before they go out for Thanksgiving, they will have their Dairy Queen gift cards. One student actually did get the $25 Walmart gift card. So they will be handed out next week. Otherwise, that's it.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Ms. Murphy, for the PTO report. Do we have any announcements? All right. I'll just say a couple quick things. I was at the school, I think it was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I went up to the school to the staff meeting in the afternoon. To announce the board's decision for raises and the bonuses for the holiday. And let me just tell all the board members, if you have a chance to go to one of the staff meetings, I mean, it is one of the most morale boosting experiences you'll have. Dr. Marinucci had the mascot, the AOD mascot there. And I guess I took center stage to announce the board's decision. The teachers were, like, I can't even tell you how happy they were, and certainly well-deserved, those that were
ecstatic.
Ecstatic, as Ms. Gomez is. Certainly those who were there that received raises were happy, but the fact that we could also do a bonus was also well-received. So just to let the other board members know, you know, if you get a chance, stop by when they have a staff meeting, just to drop in so you guys can just see all of the positive energy. I did make a comment prior to that. I think I received a tour from the school by Ms. Dr. Marinucci. And I did make the comment that as we walked around, first of all, Dr. Marinucci knows all the students' names. I don't know how she does that. But they all like gave her a hug and they were all so happy to see her. And I've made the comment that when I was in school, I don't remember ever wanting to hug any of my teachers or the principal for that matter. So there is such a positive, there is so much positive energy at that school. I was taken aback. That was not my experience K through 12. So it certainly, when I had to see the principal, it was usually my parents waiting in there at the same time when I had to go. So get up to the school. I know some board members, you guys do go quite routinely, but if you have a chance, drop by the school. Certainly if there's another staff meeting, the staff would love to see you, love to meet you. And there's a lot of new faces that I saw, a lot of positive morale. Dr. Marinucci she's doing a bang up job, but our kudos to the rest of the staff, Mr. Hudson, Mr. Jones, Mr. Girardi, Ms. Barsh. You guys have surrounded yourself with some really great people. Ms. Comages, please pass the board's regards on to the teacher. But that leads me to my next thing that I wanted to talk about. A few years ago, we had an event. I think Dr. Fletcher may be the only one on the call that may remember this. I'm not sure if Bishop Thomas was on the board at that time. We had an event at Mapledale for the teachers' dinner. And I would like to try to do something as the holidays approaches. I know people are very, very busy. If we can't fit it in by December, certainly if we can, when we come back from winter break, if we can just do something, I don't know if we could do something at the school, some type of catered event, maybe heavy hors d'oeuvres or something, just to show the board's appreciation. But I really like all the board members to attend so you guys can meet not only the staff that have been there for quite some time, but all of the new staff. And let me tell you, we have a lot of young, fresh faces at the school. Some of them are my former students from Dell State, which makes me feel old as ever. But just to see their smiles, to show that, hey, listen, I'm working now, Mr. Boynton, you know, and even some colleagues here at DSU, I've met a couple of their children as well. So and we don't have to decide on this now, but I'll work with Dr. Marinucci and we'll try to see what we can come up with just as a teacher appreciation. Don't leak it, Ms. Comages. All right, excellent. So that's
I support it. I support it. You got my support.
Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. So we'll throw around some dates. Dr. Marinucci and I can meet to discuss. We'll throw around some dates and see what, if we can get something done by the end of the year. But I know time is valuable and I know people are ready for the winter break. So without any further announcements, the last thing was our December board meeting. Over the past couple of years, we have waived the December board meeting. That Thursday just is unworkable. The Thursday before the fourth Thursday, we have a DOE meeting on our board, on our charter renewal. So I'm going to, it's not something we have to vote on, but I'm going to request that we waive our December board meeting in lieu of that charter renewal meeting. If you guys can attend that, which is, I believe, going to be on the 16th. Is that correct, Dr. Marinucci?
So there's a couple of meetings coming up. The November 23rd from 1 to 4 is the charter school accountability meeting. Right. And then the December 6th is the final public hearing. I don't think that's happening. And then December 16th is the secretary decision at the state board meeting.
Okay. So if we have a link for that, if you guys could attend, that will be the secretary's decision. I fully expect that that's going to be a positive decision. But in lieu of that, I'm going to just ask that we waive our December board meeting, and then we will reconvene as a board on January the 27th at 5:30 for the CBOC and 6 o'clock for the board meeting. If I can just kind of get a consensus, is that okay with you all?
I agree.
No objection.
I agree.
Yep. Yep, works for me.
Excellent. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving break. Hopefully you'll get some FaceTime with your friends and family after a year and a half or 2 years of not. And also to the members of AOD's administrative and teaching staff, we wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving break as well. And also a happy holiday break in case we don't see you all at the December 16th meeting, but hopefully we'll be able to plan something for the teachers between now and our next board meeting in January. So hearing no other announcements, I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
I second.
All right, it's been moved by Dr. Fletcher and seconded by everyone else on the board that we adjourn at 6:57 p.m. on November 18th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. You guys have a restful and safe holiday break. We're off the record.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Yes,
thank you. Have a great holiday.
All right, everyone.
Good night.